Blog Talk Radio.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for my baby's born in my ear.
screaming out.
You're contagious, touch me, baby. Give me what you got.
And a man says,
sexy lady, drive me crazy. Drive me wild.
All I heard was my baby's voice.
You're contagious, touch me, baby.
Touch me.
Give me what you got.
Sexy lady,
drive me crazy, drive me wild.
And I just can't believe the sheets are in my fast, looked in the closet looking for that. Said a prayer, cause only God knows what I'm gonna do. What I saw was enough to drive a preacher wild. I'm in the hall contemplating, not in my own damn house.
Who would have thought she was creeping with another man?
Whoa.
The download happened to me all over again.
And then I turned
the TV down,
cause I know I
heard a squeaky sound.
Something going on up there upstairs, cause I know and no one else lives here.
As I get closer to the stairways, all I hear, and then I hear my baby's voice in my ear. Crazy, you're contagious, touch me, baby, give me what you got.
And a man says,
sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild.
All I can do is hear the
You're contagious, touch me, baby, give me what you got. Sexy lady, drive me crazy, drive me wild.
Oh, I can't believe it.
What the hell is going on between the sheets and my home?
Baby, wait, let me explain before you start to point your case.
Girl, I'm about to have a fit.
Oh, it's about to be. Now that I get into this, should have never came home with this bitch.
You lonely, dirty woman, back to where you come from.
But anyway,
what way matters? Hit the street, your ass is grand.
Before you're done.
Wait, how you know my name, son?
Honey, wait, I was gonna tell you.
Move this cat, look real familiar. Now don't I know you from somewhere a long time ago?
No, no. I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah. Still, I know you, brother, very well.
No, no. You mistaken me for somebody else.
Precious,
can't you see two men are talking?
Before I
told you us the gift of walking. Now I think y'all better leave this place. Cause I'm about to catch a train.
You're contagious.
Touch me, baby. Give me what you got.
That's what she said.
Sexy lady, drive me crazy. Drive me wild.
And then he replied,
you're contagious. Touch me, baby.
Touch me.
Give me what you got.
Give me what you got.
Sexy lady, drive me crazy. Drive me wild.
Thank you. The careless whispers are a good friend to the heart and mind. Ignorant and kind, but there's no comfort in the truth. Pain is the hole you'll find.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome out to the Talk to Tana episode 23. We outside, bitch. Well, technically we inside, but, you know, we stay outside. How's everybody been doing? I miss y'all. Yeah, we had some technical difficulties last week, and then, you know, it was the holiday, too, so we deserve a day off sometimes. So with that being said, welcome back. We live right here, Yizer Studios. I got a lot to catch up, you know, with y'all, because I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. Let's go back to July 1st. How about that? So the Funny First Friday Comedy Show was July the 1st. We had Camilla, Nate Dogg, Spooky. I mean, Scooby. Why I call him Spooky? Scooby and Kiara Lee. An amazing show. That was a great show. It was a great show. We had a great crowd. Everything was on point. That started our July, you know, started July. Shouts out to everybody that attended that show. Shouts out to all my regulars that always come and support me. Deetra, Tommy, Shelly, Erica, Ivory, all the people in the building, you know, family. I got to say happy birthday shouts out to April and my little cousin, her birthday today. Happy birthday shouts out to my granddaughter, Elise. She turned 6 on July the 3rd. My son turned 31 on July the 6th. So we have birthday. Happy heavenly birthday to my auntie, Joe. Hers was the 5th. My little cousin, Tiora's was the 5th. Amores was the 6th. Spencer, rest in heaven, his was the 6th as well. We had just the first of the month birthdays was just back to back to back to back to back to back. So Saturday I had to go to Marion, no, Muncie, the M's. I went to Muncie with Dirty Red to do the show there. That was really, really nice. We was in a theater, so it was a theater style. So, you know, we had to have people in there in order for us to be in a facility that big. Dang, it's his name on the tip of my tongue. I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to tell you in a minute. But shouts out to everybody that was on that show. That was an interesting, very interesting show. So hopefully Micah called me back and I'll be back in Marion to do that show as well. Like I said, it's a great time. The headliner, Bubba Dub, he was awesome. In the probably halfway through his set, somebody pulled the fire alarm. So we had to evacuate the building. So that was it. You know, once you get, well, it was 3 parties going on in the facility. So by the time they got everybody out of the building, there was no fire, thank God. Nobody was hurt. But there was like a lot of Mexican kids. I think they had like a wedding. So it was a lot of kids running around through the hallways, and I think one of the kids probably just pulled that prank in, not knowing the outcome of it, because people paid money to come to see the comedy show, and they didn't get to see the full show, especially the headliner, because, you know, we had to evacuate the building. Once everybody went out the doors, they got in their cars and went on about their business. Went to the after hour, the little after spot. It was cool. You know, I had met some people there. You know, we got some free drinks. My sister Jessica got some chicken tenders and I think onion rings. And her onion rings came out. They were still froze, y'all. You talking about somebody ready to tear the club up. They hadn't ate all day. So once we finally, first of all, was the first ones in the after party and placed our food order. And we didn't get our food until after like 20 other people came in and ordered their food. So we basically got there early to order our food and didn't even get the food until after everybody else started getting served. And then when her onion rings came out, they was froze. Abernathy?
I heard that.
We was like, she said, feel this. It was fucking ice cold. Like,
I remember one time, speaking of that, sorry, now you got me started on the crazy food stuff. Hello.
Hello. Hey, hey, how y'all doing? Hey, hey, Tana, first time I see you in July, how you doing? I can remember when we was in high school and we did a talent show at Warren Central, right? And we had just won the talent show, so we went to McDonald's, right? It used to be a McDonald's on, I think that's Post Road. I don't think it's there anymore.
38th and Post Road?
No, it was out there by Warren Central. I think it was like 21st and Post. I don't think it's there anymore, though. It was years ago. This was like back in 1988. Oh, wow, I just told my age. Anyway, so we was all excited. So we was like, yo, we're going to go to McDonald's and hang out after the talent show because we had won. And we sitting there at the table. I had a filet of fish. And there wasn't no fish. There's a bun, some, what's that stuff you put?
Tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce and cheese. So I understand our problem if you got some onion rings and they were still frozen.
They were still, it wasn't me, it was Jessica, okay. Dirty Red's wife.
Oh, okay.
But the killer is we got to the after party. We was the first ones there and ordered the food. And as people start coming, we still sitting there, we still waiting, we still waiting. People start coming in, ordering food. They start bringing the food out, giving them to us. We sitting there like, damn, how did, I didn't order no food because I had already ate, but. You know, we all came together. Then after we complained, like, hey, we've been sitting here. We ain't got our food. Other people getting their food.
Right.
You know, what's going on? So they finally bought her chicken tenders and onion rings, and the motherfucker onion rings
froze.
Hadn't put them in. I said, how the fuck? So, you know, Dirty Red, and they hadn't ate all day. They had not ate all day. So they was dying. Couldn't wait to get that food. And then when she got her shit was froze, I said, oh, hell no. They's like, okay, we ready to go now. But
hey, I know Dirty Red was like,
oh, hell. Yeah, he's ready to click. They ended up not having to pay for their stuff. I got us some free drinks, of course. I met the pitcher man.
Who?
The pitcher man, the man that's taking the pictures in the club.
I'm like, what's a pitcher man? Like, a dude walking around with some pitchers? I mean, I think it's pitchers that you make. Because you see, I got free drinks, and you met the pitcher man. So I'm like, what, you got a free pitcher from the pitcher man?
Well, I did. He gave me three pictures of myself.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
Mr., what did he tell me to call him? Oh, my goodness.
The pitcher man.
Yeah. No.
No? Please tell me
you
wasn't.
No, he got the little digitized machine, take it on your phone and then print it out over there.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't no Polaroid, so.
I was about to say, I remember a couple years ago, we went to the East Side Reunion, you know, they have it at the fair, you know, the fundraiser at the fair.
Right.
Well, hell yeah, I still take the Polaroids in 2017.
I'm trying to figure out what that man's name is. Okay, I got to figure out what his name is. Yeah, the picture man. He was like, oh, baby. Come on, let me take your picture. I was like, okay. Get you and your friends some drinks at Dirty Red Hotel. Jessica, see, that's why I like hanging out with her. We ain't going to have to pay for no drinks for the rest of the night. I'm like, nah, I might not have to pay for none, but you.
You might.
So that was fun. Just when the party was turning up, I had to leave, of course. Because I had to drive to Cleveland the next morning, and I had to drive back from Marion by myself. Which
Marion or Muncie.
I don't know why I keep saying Marion. Muncie. Muncie's not that far, but when you've been drinking and then you by yourself in them dark roads. But thanks to Damon Jones, he came down to support us. Yep. So me and him followed each other back into the city. So I wasn't really by myself.
Derek Jones or Damon Jones?
Damon Jones, the comedian.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, yep, he came down there to support us. So that was pretty cool. Like I said, it was a good show. Got to meet Bubba Dub. We took some pictures with him at the club.
You know what? I got to catch one of Dirty Red's shows. Every time I keep missing this show. I gotta see one of his shows.
He put a show on everywhere he go. Man. All right, so now we on. I done came back home Saturday night. Now we going into July the 3rd. So I had to get up early Sunday morning and drive to Cleveland to go to the Kappa All White Boat Party. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
It wasn't fun.
That was fun. That was fun. So we got to hang out in Cleveland. I want to go back to Cleveland. That was my second time being in Cleveland. I was there once years ago for a show. But when we got there, it was dark. We went straight to the show and then straight back home. So I never, ever got to see Cleveland. Ooh. All right. So we was on the boat. So earlier, we had went down to, they called the Flats.
The flats. Yeah.
So we went and hung out at the Flats. It was a day party going on. They had a swimming pool, live band. That was nice, but we was hungry. We hadn't ate, so we was trying to eat so we could get, you know, get the drinking and, you know, get ready for the boat party. So that was cool. Went to the boat party, and my homeboy Mallory, which is invited us, he's a Kappa. So he come to Northside last week. He's like, hey, you made footage for the Kappas. I'm like, huh?
Right.
He said, yeah, they got you. I'm going to show you. So when we was getting off the boat, it was a guy walking off the boat dancing. So I just started dancing with him, you know, going off the boat. Well, it's on the beginning of their video footage.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. You always going viral. You know what I'm saying?
It's on the, I said, I made the beginning. So they showing everybody lined up to get on the boat. And then as they getting on the boat, they showing me and him dancing. But we actually was getting off the boat. So I was like,
the art of editing.
You're right.
Yeah.
Shouts out to whoever was watching us, because I didn't even know nobody was videotaping us.
Oh, wow. That's when you get the best
video. Yeah. So that all-white party was cool. It was like they had, on the top of the boat, they had a live band. The middle section, it was hip-hop. And then the first section, they had like R&B. They had a DJ in R&B. And then the guy from Rude Boys sung they song. I was like, that's cool.
The Rude Boys?
Uh-huh. Remember the group, the Rude Boys? It's written all over your face.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to say a word. Yep, him. Mm-hmm. And he sung they song, so that was pretty cool. I got the videotape him singing the song. So that was cool. That was some live entertainment that we wasn't expecting to see. So that's July the 3rd. So Kappa Party. Ooh. So the after party for that party.
Oh, wow. It was the after party for that party, too?
It was the after party. So we had to, we walked. We chose to walk. Because they was like, it's just a few blocks up the street. Well, a few blocks probably was a half mile.
Damn!
But it was cool. I mean,
okay.
you talking with a group of people, you know.
Okay.
So two people's feet was hurting. So one of my homeboy's friends that he had pulled up, he was like, y'all going to the after party, right? He was like, yeah. I said, y'all going? They was like, yeah. I said, well, can y'all transport these two ladies whose feet hurting? So they took them and dropped them off because all of us wouldn't fit in the car.
Right.
And I was like, I don't mind walking.
Right.
I'm cool. I wore the right shoes.
Right.
I knew I was going to be on the boat anyway trying to party and dance. I wasn't going in no damn heels. That was not going to happen.
Yeah.
So we did that. We went to the after party. The food was pretty good at the after party. They partied some more. We left probably about 2:30 because we knew we had to get up in the morning to drive back to Indy.
I was about to say, no, you didn't drive back that night. Okay.
No.
Oh, I
got up. We left Cleveland about 8:30 that morning, 8:30, 9 o'clock, and came back. As soon as I got back, I had to start grilling because it was the 4th of July.
So why didn't you still sleep?
If that was me, I'd still be asleep right now. You did all that in a full weekend.
In a weekend. So July 4th, we celebrated my son and my granddaughter's birthday. So, you know, of course, family members and friends and stuff came over.
Okay.
I did not go in the house until 5 o'clock in the morning.
You said, did you have another fire? You said,
yeah. Well, I didn't do the fire. My cousin was going, we was going to do the bonfire, but it was so hot.
Oh, yes, right. It was like
it was
2,000 degrees.
So hot.
So you just said out
he
the
was
back.
He was ready. He had all the shit in the thing. I said, I don't think you should start that fire because we already still hot at 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
Everybody was still sweating. I was like, don't start the fire because
I was out hanging out to 5:30 in the morning.
So how crazy is this? So one of my other homeboys had texted me. He was like, what's up? And I'm like, shit, we outside.
Right.
He was like, all right. I was like, if you're going to pull up, you know. I had just walked in the house and got up to the top of the steps and the doorbell rung.
Whoa.
This was like 3-something. And it was him. He said, man, I thought y'all was out back. I said, well, come back here. Meet me around back then.
Oh.
So I ended up going back outside. That's why I didn't come back in until 5 in the morning. So me and him sat outside, had some drinks, talking, you know, in the backyard. So, oh, my goodness. That was my first through the 4th of July.
Like I said, I'll still get sleep right now.
That's a lot. I mean, like I say, just one word, a lot.
Oh, well, yesterday I drove from, I got up, had my grandson, drove to Cleveland, to St. Louis, did a comedy show, then drove back.
Really? What was that day? Sunday?
Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Did you do, what's the guy named the Asian black dude? Is that who show y'all did? I can't think of the guy's name. You know the guy who hosted it?
Mm-mm. I was the host.
I mean that. Most.
Oh, that show, that was promoted by the actual club. It's called St. Louis on the Rocks, STL on the Rocks. It's 3 females that own that club. Shout out to Boom, LA, and Unique for inviting the Dazzling Divas of Comedy to your city.
Oh, that's who did the show?
Yeah. All right, so I gave y'all a little briefing. We're going to get into some more detailed information and talk about some other things going on around us and in the city. And we're going to take a short little intermission, and then we'll be back to assume position.
Uh-oh.
That part. All right. We'll be right back, y'all.
Where the naked hoes at?
Hey, baby.
Too cheesy.
We off the heezy, cheesy, baby.
Off the heezy, I thought you easy.
Niggas ain't having no cheesy like no man having no rapper.
Get up!
She is. Where KCZ at, man? Tell him to sing that shit.
Life's still moving.
Yeah!
Say that you got it all. Whatever you play is ball.
Ain't never been a sign. I was having D-R-E-I-D way before the game, nigga. Been time. Thought you Shazer. Niggas remember? Real Brant and Danielle. Them boys from Vallejo. And every light is automatic. Burn rubber. See my focus in the traffic. What's up, Burr? All of that cap, it got dope in. My nigga Shope got some houses.
I'm always hearing rappers sick ballin' on they songs. I do that shit for real and you'll never say I'm wrong. That's 500 straight sitting on 20. TV in the dash, pimping hoes, getting money. I'm too short, baby, been down since the 80s. For the last 8 years, rode around in a Mercedes. Lexus, truck, got that caddy. Bitches don't call me by my name, they call me Daddy.
Say that you got it all. Everybody you play your ball.
I probably never have no money like Rasper, really. But shit, we just want to hit. Don't want the whole place. Don't put the 2 on the 10. Don't never perpetrate. Like a lot of these fools I see on TV. With the Armani Chanel versus Versace. Why motherfuckers can't be broke sometimes? Sometimes it's cool to flop. But don't buy $85,000 car.
Said I couldn't rap. I just say bitch. I guess the bitch made me rich. And now you wanna call me hardcore. While I be stepping out the shower on a marble floor. I pay the IRS taxes and FedEx and faxes. This industry is like fucking fat bitches. All work and no play. I do it every day anyway. Cause I gotta stay paid for it.
Say that you got it all.
Everywhere
you play your song. Everywhere
you play your song.
Big ass boats, niggas got that paper, ultrafied all inclusive trips, Montego, Jamaica, front row seats at the ultimate fight, Shamrock and Severin, long expense of flight, up there in the heavens, badass woody checks, badass trips, smoking blunts and drinking brew on the balcony, barbecue and ribs, the most thriller of the area, I represent the yay area.
I walk from Foothill and Davis Court to 67 to Arthur, to Freddy B's house to make chase with my partner here to Royal Park, we had tapes for sale, got a paper bag full of that, can't you tell, it's phony. Everybody nod their head like this, I said bitch, and everybody read my lips, I got rich, sucking up the game from the O, and even though a lot of rappers got the same flow, I survived, cause I got more gang than them, it came straight from the prostitutes, players and pimps, it was my destiny, I came the same every time, so don't question me, I transferred the game into rhyme.
I'm not a freestyler, don't rap a free mic. It's play style on mine, cause I live money, Land Rovers and Toyota, Lexus 600 feet clear with this big ass motor, Mercedes shit, we don't be saving hoes,
saving
bitches
house.
Be saving up, yeah. Bitch disrespect me in my car, bitch best finish the bus, yeah. I keep a briefcase full of game, why y'all be here, huh? Ain't no paper about pimping, nigga, we ain't smart.
Say that you got it all,
come funky again and again and say when will it end, maybe never, cause I can still spit it, but I ain't rapping for cheese, I want meal chicken, gotta start somewhere and I'm past that, for the right scratch, I'll be the last match, so stick yourself pretty Tony, you're trying to make a hit, but your shit sound phony, not like AT&T, but like E.T., you can't beat me, so would you please see, if you can keep my name out your mouth, cause you don't really know what the game's all about, it's about beating the family, not freaking in the bed, instead of renting, pay for that roof on your head, and stop pimping in your own mind, knowing you a trick, put your hustle down, player, go and hit you a lick, yeah.
That's rich, too cheesy, and Banks, 45 Zarelli, KC.
Damn, is that right?
That's right.
Vanilla Tracy, Peter Bugatti, Isaac McRahe, around the Yoshe, Gabbana sipping pure J with the ill nana, hit you up around, I had your loyalties and your joints, you're in your royalties and your points, so what the deal is, with Foxy Brown McGate, now we lay Bonnie McFly, now I'm up in Jamaica breaking all your paper.
You're the only one for me, you're the only one I need. Can nobody make me feel the way you're making me feel. And girl, you know that love is real. Yeah, I'll come back and see it again.
And again and again and again. Oh, 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 oh. Can you hear me coming down?
But let me check, insect, weather than Aquario, flashing, niggas that padded, just explode and lay a jet that suits my 1 second. You ain't know that I be macking, the extra set of keys, the 30 G's, them chips of Emmys, had you listen. Know your needs, not to mention the laced out crib in Dallas, the 40 room palace, sick of your salad,
I belong.
Still talk about that. Hey, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. The first break is over, so we want to give some shouts out to Dwayne Abernathy, of course. Always busy, always busy. YizaRadio.com. Sunday Moving Forward, hosted by Dwayne Abernathy from 7 to 9 p.m. Monday, Controversy, hosted by Stephen B. from 7 to 9 p.m. Tuesdays, of course, Talk to Tana, hosted by myself from 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday, The Contrarian Corner, host The Last Magnificent, and that's also from 7 to 9 p.m. Thursday, Peppy and Snap, hosted by Peppy and Snap from 7 to 9 p.m. And if you would like a show on Yizer.com, email marketing@Yizer.com. Yo, yo, yo. Okay, the Yizer TV, we got 14 live TV channels from movies to talk shows on the Yizer Radio Raw channel. Tune in and watch the TV version of our radio shows. So tonight, my show will air tomorrow starting at noon all day, so you can log in to YizerTV.com and check out my show today if you didn't get to see it or hear it today. Monday, watch Moving Forward. That'll be on Tuesday, and Tuesday show will be on, you know, that just like that, the next day. Okay, so on the SIB TV channel, watch the new episodes of The Culture Kings every Sunday starting at noon. And you can watch all shows on 14 channels at YizerTV.com. Yeah, Yizer Radio is moving forward, moving in a new direction. So you know how that goes. We're going to be in our Jefferson voices. We're moving on up. I can't sing because Dwayne, I can't sing because I sung so much at karaoke Sunday at No Haters Motorcycle Club. Then I turned around and went to North Side and sung there too. Pin. I forgot the pin number, y'all. I ain't had to use the pin number in so long. Type in the pin number. I haven't had to use it in so long. I forgot what it was.
Horse, and I talked to you earlier today.
I really sound like that though.
Yeah.
No, when I try to sing something, then I can hear that it ain't right.
Don't close it though.
No.
Get your T-bars on.
No. Red light special.
Ooh, that's one of my favorites.
Karaoke is. Great. We have to pay for a mic for the radio show. Karaoke is just building up so much. I am going to be looking for some enthusiastic, let's see how I can describe y'all, energized, people-friendly people. You don't have to know how to sing, but you got to know that singing, you got to have fun with it. So if you are looking for some part-time work and you think you fit those descriptions, you know, you can give me a call, 317-698-2969. Text me a message. Let me know what it's concerning. You can email me, Tonna, TONNAB. 317@gmail.com. You can follow me on Tana B's Karaoke on Instagram, The Real Tana B on Instagram, or Tana Hodges on Facebook. Or you follow me around the city if you want to, but you might get shot. I'm just playing. Seriously, though. me and Dwayne is going to be having some work to do around here, because we got some ideals, and it's just a matter of putting them in effect. Karaoke is blowing up. It's fun entertainment. I've been booked for like 7 different events upcoming in the next couple of months outside of my normal karaoke. I'm DJing a family reunion. No, I'm doing a comedy show at a family reunion, and then I'm DJing a motorcycle event. One of the annual events. So I got some shit popping off. So I'm gonna need some help. I need some energetic, enthusiastic individuals who are people friendly. Like I stated, you got to be able to listen to people and talk to them, because they get frustrated. They don't know what they want to sing. It's all kind of stuff that goes along with it. You still got it. They're still human. And you're still in a business, so you still have to be, you know, professional. And sometimes people get drunk and they get you know, a little beside themselves. So you just got to be like, okay, well, whenever you get done doing whatever you're doing, either I can help you or I can't, and it is what it is. So we are at No Haters Motorcycle Club on Sunday from 8 to 12, at Northside on Sunday from 9 to 1. At Lava in Broad Ripple on Mondays from 8 to 12. Wednesday, Northside, 9 to 1. Friday, the Mad Griddle from 7 to 10. So, yeah, and that's family friendly. You can bring your kids to that karaoke session. Your kids can have fun singing and, you know, dancing. And it's just a family-oriented situation. That's with your KDJ Jaslyn B on Fridays at the Mad Griddle. She had to hold it down for me yesterday at Lava while I was out of town. Okay, so the Jaslyn Divas is a group of us lady females from Indianapolis who have been collectively doing some shows together and trying to market ourselves as the Jaslyn Divas. Miss Poopy's Ideal, and shout out to Nadine Patterson, a.k.a. Miss Poopy, for getting us our first road show together. And we went to St. Louis. Yes, that was nice. So the owners, it was three black women who owned the bar. It's called STL on the Rocks. And their names are Boom, L.A., and Unique. So I'm going to give them ladies a round of applause for having the Jaslyn Divas come and do a comedy show. Shout out to Marcus Combs. He recently passed, and L.A. says he was a really good friend of hers, and he had just did, like, their opening at the bar, and then he passed. So want to give him his flowers, continual. He's the big emphasis in the comedy world for us minority people. So shout out to Marcus Combs, RIP, and the Jaslyn Divas. We had a road trip. It was fun. It was like everybody understood the assignment, is what people be saying. Everybody understood the assignment. We came, we saw, we conquered. We made it there safely, made it back safely. We didn't get in like 5-something this morning because, you know, they are an hour behind on our time. And we didn't run into no bad traffic. We didn't run into no bad weather. And we just vibed and everybody got along good. So we can do what we set out to do as long as we put our minds to it. So shouts out to the Jaslyn Divas. Yeah, so. We had our little tip jar out there, y'all, and then one of the customers gave us $100 tip. So we did okay. We did our thing. We showed out. And so we'll be working on getting some other shows lined up in some other areas, locations, and things like that. So stay tuned for the Jaslyn Divas of Comedy, straight out of Naptown. You know how it goes down. August 5th, I think, or maybe August the 4th, the first Friday in August, there will not be a Funny First Friday comedy show on August the 5th. Unfortunately, I do not have anyone to cover my shift on my regular job, so I can't, Yeah, you heard me. August the 5th, there will not be a comedy show. I don't have anybody to cover me on my job, so I got to work. Yeah. The person that normally covers my Friday for me, Tasha, her son passed last year, so they're having a memorial event that day for him. So that's just a weekend that...
I don't look good enough to cover for you. I won't get as much tips with
him. Nah.
I try to step in, yeah.
I appreciate it, though. Yeah, but so, well, we'll be back with the September show. I believe Leah McBride from Cincinnati, Ohio, is going to be our headliner for that show. I'm still putting all that information together. So in the meantime and in between time, we're still going to be pushing and getting things lined up, looking for some new venues to do some different comedy shows, to do some Yizer work.
Yeah. Speaking of Yizer work, we got an announcement. Can I give an announcement?
Go get your drink first.
Okay.
We're going to let him get his celebration drink before he give you his announcement. We always got to toast up and push each other. Just push it. A little push. Cheers to the new announcement.
Cheers to the new announcement. All you vendors out there, if you sell t-shirts, body oils, what else they sell? Hair, jewelry, cars,
clothes, purses,
houses,
shoes,
insurance. Take that.
Yourself.
The Yizer shopping channel will be launching August the 1st. You can market. You get a 10-minute, I don't want to call it an infomercial, but a 10-minute whatever.
Infomercial
to sell your products and service and everything. And it's going to run for 16 weeks. Your campaign is going to run for 16 weeks. And guess what? You keep 100% of your profits. We don't charge like these other people. Like if you sell something on their network and they charge you a percentage from your sales, you get all of your sales. If you sell stuff for $100, that's your $100.
Right.
The money don't even come to Yizer Shopping Channel. What you do when you do your show, you tell them your phone number, your email, your website. You do all direct to you.
All right. Like, so how besides us building up that shopping channel, how is Yizer profiting from that?
How we make money is they pay for that spot. They pay $24.99 a month for that spot.
That's not bad.
That's
for
not
six
bad.
Months?
For 4 months.
For 4 months.
That's not even $100.
So $100 basically.
Yeah, for 4 months.
You advertising for 16 weeks.
16 weeks, yes. Yep, starting August 1st. But you guys got to get in and record your spot. So hit us up at marketing@yizer.com. That's marketing@yizer.com. Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. And, yeah, so we have more information next Tuesday.
Okay. So, yeah.
What we do, we're giving back. We're helping you guys build your brand.
Build a brand
here with Yizer. Then when you come on the Yizer Shopping Channel, you come in and get a live interview with Miss Tana B or Stephen B. All these B's. You know what I'm saying?
So you have it right there. So you can build your brand, advertise on 14 channels. Yizer is owned by Dwayne Abernathy. Digital Guard is another one of his business. So if you need any kind of alarm systeming, lighting, whatever, electrical, he's the man.
He the man.
Hit us up.
Yep. So while we getting that going, you wanna advertise what you got. You got 10 minutes, and it'll roll. So okay, more information next week. So I'm getting ready to start asking questions like I'm a vendor. But I was thinking as a vendor, so I was getting ready to start asking vendor questions. So I would wait into I'm gonna wait till next Tuesday.
No, you're gonna ask.
No,
them.
You said more to come next Tuesday. Well, so I'm gonna save my questions for next Tuesday.
I got all the questions right. I got all the answers right now.
I bet you
more,
do.
I'm just talking about.
No,
like,
I'm gonna wait till next Tuesday.
I'm ready to talk now.
Let's go.
Okay, so that 10 minutes is gonna air.
Okay, so how it's gonna work? So everybody's gonna be assigned a day and a time. So in other words, your ad will run 3 times that day because it's a limited amount of vendors. We only want, like, I think it's like a total of 220 vendors. So say for instance, if you're, and it's first come, first serve. So you come in, that's your slot.
Right.
So say for instance, you come in on Sunday, okay, and your ad will run of that broadcasting hour from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. on that Sunday, and then it'll run 8 hours after that. So it'll run again. I don't have a counter in front, a time in front, but it's the same thing. It'll run again at between the hours of 5 and 6, and then it'll run again, I guess, between the hours of 10 and 11, something like that. So your ad will run for three times of that day, sound on that Monday. So that's how you'll be able to promote and advertise yourself. You're like, yo, check me out. It's so funny. We had a marketing meeting today, and I said I didn't want to call it an infomercial. I'm trying to figure out a cool sounding word to call this thing. It's pretty much just a 10-minute infomercial, but I'm trying to find a better, you know what I'm saying? That just sounds so 90s and, you know what I'm saying, early 2000s. But that's what it is. You know, you're plugging yourself.
A 10-minute ad.
Yeah, it's pretty much a 10-minute pitch, sales pitch. So you do whatever you want, tell your history, because you can do a lot in 10 minutes, believe it or not, because we tested it out. You can do a lot in 10 minutes. A person, say for if you got different type of products, because I had a lady, she sells like gently used clothing. And we recorded her the other day. She has some earrings, she has some shoes. She has some purses, she has some belts, and she was so cool about it because in her 10 minutes, she just pretty much talked about each product for like 2 minutes. She demoed it out, showed the size, stuff like that. She said the price, and then what happens, the price, we bring the price, and all the contact come up on the screen just like right there. It all comes just like the shopping channel, and she gave her information. So she ran through her little quick inventory that she had in that 10-minute time. Oh, and the other cool thing about it, too, you get to update your ad or commercial, infomercial, whatever we're going to call this thing, mm-hmm. once a month.
Advertising ad.
Yeah, something, you know, so you'll be able to update it once a month. So say, for instance, like you might have that address you got on them every. So say, for instance, you signed up in August. But in August, this is your inventory that you're showing in your 10-minute thing. Of course, you have more because you direct it to your website or catalog or something.
Right.
But then September, you come back in and record another 10. And there's no extra price. It's all in the price. So that means for those 4 months, you can change out your ad every month. Just like that.
See, questions that I didn't even get to ask yet. So you can update and switch out. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's up there. Because, you know, people have things that they, you know, sell out on or they change, you know, product line or whatever. Oh, also, anybody, this is what we really need. Anybody out there who sells CBD, that is hot right now. We need a person to sell CBD. Oh, and there's another thing that is important too. You also get locally in Indianapolis right now, instead of paying the high prices to UPS and Amazon, we try to keep all this in-house or whatever, right? You can, for your shipping, local shipping, you can have a Task Crush concierge service to deliver your products for you. So how that works, whatever. So say, for instance, you know how you do shipping and handling or whatever? You still don't pay for that. The customer pays for that.
Right.
So in other words, when you sell your product or whatever, they're going to call you. Tana B, I want to order some t-shirts. So Tana B, you know what? Perfect example. Tana B, we're having a family reunion, and we want to book you guys. I saw you on Yizer Shopping Channel. We want to book you guys for karaoke.
Okay.
Okay. Do that too. So you're like, okay, you deal, you work your deal. We don't have nothing to do with none of that. You work your deal, you tell them whatever your price is, you get your money. Imagine you got a product that you're selling. Like, say, for instance, like, Tana B, I know you guys got purses or whatever. You want to buy your purse. So now, when the purse is purchased, you got to have it delivered.
Right.
Right? Well, concierge service, task force that we have, is $8.33 to deliver it, right? So what happens is you just let the customer know. If it depends on how you work your thing out, but if it's a delivery, if it needs to be delivered, you're like, would you like to be delivered? You just let them know ahead of time. It's going to be an extra $8.33 or whatever. They pay that or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You call up the concierge service. You're like, hey, this is Tana B. I got a purse that needs to be picked up at my office or whatever. They come by. You give them the $8.33. They gone. You still keep 100% of your profits of your sale, though.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So that's building the concierge services.
Exactly. So what we're doing, we're helping businesses from our culture just build. Everybody's supporting everybody. So in other words, if we helping UPS and Amazon grow, why not help somebody from our culture concierge service grow? So think about that. So how cool would that be? Everybody we do in Indianapolis, the next you know, we got Louisville. The next you know, if you got sales in Louisville, the concierge service, what they do, all that's taken care of. And once again, all your profits go to you. It's just
$8.33,
baby. That's that magic number.
Can't beat it. But you can buy it.
But you can buy it, baby. Or if you pay for it, you might beat it.
But I'm just saying.
So this whole Yizer thing, the whole purpose of Yizer is to be the vehicle for our culture to get our own reparations.
Okay.
Pretty much. We want to help everybody else, but my whole thing is like this. We got to stop complaining about what everybody don't do for us.
Right.
We got to do for ourselves.
Yep, and definitely.
It's the bottom line. So my whole thing, like somebody was asking me the other day, like, damn, Abernathy, why are you not charging more? I said, because it's not about charging more. Because my whole thing is when you give, one thing about business and one thing about growth, you have to give. And when you give and give and give, you planting seeds, and them seeds
don't
grow.
Come back.
You see what I'm saying? So if you give, my whole thing is we working on a food delivery app. That's coming out next year, right? I bought a parking lot.
Yeah, we talked about
The lot, right? What I decided to do is don't do the lot this year for the food trucks. Because I said, you know what? No. What we need to do, because we'll see Black Expo is this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're going down to the Black Expo this weekend, and we're going to talk to every last one of the vendors. And like, well, you need to go on Yizer Shopping Channel.
Right,
because
right.
My whole thing is like, the food lot is going to wait to next year because to do it right.
Right.
So my whole
don't
thing
rush
is,
into it.
I don't want to rush into it. We already own it. You see what I'm saying? So let's not do it. Let's do it right. So my whole thing is go ahead and let's get it paid. Let's go ahead and get the pavilion built. You see what I'm saying? And then if we smart about it, what we do, Tana B, the queen of comedy, we book up all the comedy shows for 2023.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we let them know like, yo, this venue opens up March 1st of 2023. Boom, 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 boom. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to do that now.
Right.
What makes sense now is for us to help business
get prepared.
The holiday season's coming up. You see what I'm saying? Think about it for a second. This is July. The channel launches in August. We preparing them to get ready. So now when it's Black Friday, let's have a real Black Friday. You get what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
And we building it up. So then what we do come next year, we outside, bitch, next year.
We outside, bitch.
You see what I'm saying?
We outside.
It only makes sense, you know? And
smart moves.
And this is what this whole thing is all about, is helping everybody, man. That's why we got the Them Just Jokes channel. That's why we got the on the ones and twos channel for the DJs. You
right.
See what I'm saying? That's why we got the 14 live stage for the live musicians out there. You see what I'm saying? What we're doing, we are preserving culture and legacy. But my bad, I got to talking and shit. I'm sorry, man. You asked one question, I just got to
let them go. Hey,
my bad.
It's your motherfucking mic.
I'm just excited about this shit. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. Could you imagine this time to be though? If we get to the point where we have a yearly Yizer cruise,
big fun.
But all of us, fucking millionaires?
That would be even better.
you feel me?
That would be even better.
That's what they do over there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that for a second. My whole thing is like, yo, if you're a person that's really, this is the only thing that I see that's missing, right, is this. A lot of people in our culture is used to the give me permission mentality so I can make money or eat. See what I'm saying? Yizer's philosophy is, that's why we got, nothing. We're starting a school called Fuck a Job University. But it's not fuck a job. It's fuck, F-O-C-K. It stands for focus, organize. What's the C stand for? I've been drinking now. I forgot what the C is. I'll tell y'all next week. And knowledgeable. It's an acronym. You see what I'm saying? It's not necessarily fuck a job. It's saying fuck a job. But
right.
Fuck a job. F-O-C-K, a job. You see what I'm saying? And the whole thing about it is teach and tell everybody you don't have to wait for permission for somebody to tell you that you hot.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Because make it do what it do.
There's a whole lot of people that like, man, I don't fuck with Abernathy. That's cool. I got 6,716 other motherfuckers that fuck with me. That's all I care about.
Right.
There's some people out there fucking they don't fuck with me.
Your one probably brought me three people because they want to come and fuck with me to see why you ain't fucking with me.
Exactly. So that's why I was telling a comedian a couple weeks ago, and she's like, somebody told me I'm not funny. I said, yeah, but last time you did a comedy show, did you hear any laughs at all? I said, yeah. That's what you fucking focus on.
Right. It's not the negative. Never negativity shit.
Yeah, don't focus on it. Because
people going to say whatever they want to say, whether it's positive or negative or not, and it just depends on how you take that shit.
Yeah. Just like you remember, I don't know if you remember a couple of your shows ago, remember we was having a conversation about your top five comedians, right?
Right.
And remember I said, no disrespect. I respect his gangster. Remember I said I never thought Richard Pryor was funny?
Right.
Remember I said that? And maybe because I was a child and I didn't understand the
ramifications.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't understand grown-up shit back then.
Right. Because
he was talking real shit.
Yeah, but I respect his hustle. Mm-hmm. It's just like Master P. I have never owned a Master P nothing in my life. But I respect Master P. I respect his hustle. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we teach here at Yizer is the whole plan of the 6,716. You got 6,716 people that fuck with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
In 38 markets, that's only 177 people.
I wouldn't care who.
You see what I'm saying, though? But
first of all, I don't got time to be focused on no negative. So if you ain't about what I'm about, then we ain't on the same page no way. So you do what you're doing over there, and let me do what I'm doing over here.
Exactly.
And mind your business.
Mind your fucking business.
I'm a man of mine. You mind yours.
Exactly.
And that's what's up.
And then if we both end up on a cruise a year from now, like,
be like, hey, what's up?
We in the same room. That's what I be telling people, man. I be telling people, they're like, we, motherfucker, how you hating on me? We in the same room. So we peers. Motherfucker, what the fuck?
We lateral.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny, though.
But
it's
real.
A fact. It's a fact, but it's funny as hell.
Man, it's been times, man. I've sat in rooms with people, man, that's so-called famous shit, and everybody know them and shit, or whatever, and I'm sitting there in the same room with this motherfucker, and I'll be like, damn, motherfucker, damn, just last year, your lights was out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So don't do that. Don't do that, bro. Don't be that guy. You see what I'm saying? You don't, because you never know. That's why I tell everybody, man, you never ever shit on nobody, man.
Yep, you don't know what your situation going to be like from day to day.
Exactly. And you never know. You might need them one day, or at the same time, they might can even understand your struggle. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I be like, man, always eat humble pie, man. You know? And that's why it's so funny that I'm trying to get off of so many shows that's on Yizer because I'm really shy. I am, but I have to do this.
Y'all see my face.
Right. But I have to do this because once everybody gets it, I don't have to be the voice no more. You know what I'm saying? I really want to be like Russell Simmons, like really in the back.
Hey, y'all funny. Good night.
Right. Well, as we said, Yizer, knowledge is not power. The use of power is the use of knowledge. That's our shit.
Knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power.
Facts.
You got heard it right here first.
Right here first.
All right, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last little break because y'all don't even know. It's almost that motherfucking time.
This shit is dropped. I can't get this screen
wide. Uh-oh. I can't help you. So he's going to be a geek. I am going to play a song. And we're going to be right back in just a few minutes.
Just rewind all the years I've heard you, boo. Oh, yeah. Imagine the night in me. Got to play the personality. Oh, yeah. I can check all that time with me. I'm a provider, G. We'll take it on the first day. Keep a pocket full of currency. You never leave. Now you're trying to turn your back on me. Understand you've got no trust in me. I'll change me, yeah. Looking back, I know that I physically neglected you. Cause we wasn't having no sex. For many years, screamed and yelled, ran and raving like a fool. And oh, yeah, I'm losing you. Hope it's something left inside. Girl, I wanna be with you. Got to know I'm willing to change. Wish that I could just rewind all the years searching for you. It's the gym and I. Yeah. Oh no no. Oh yeah. Oh. Never leave. Oh. Oh yeah.
So I went through some nights and through my shadows. I was crippled emotionally. Somehow I made it through the heartache. I did. I found a way out of the darkness. I kept my faith. I know the deep. Kept my faith. When the river was deep, I didn't fall. When the mountain was high, I still believe. When the valley was low, it didn't stop me. No, no. I knew you were waiting. Knew you were waiting for me. With an endless desire, I kept on searching. Sure in time I asked for me. Like a bridge is on fire, the hurt is over. One touch set me free. Oh, I don't regret a single moment.
No, I don't.
I know you don't. Looking back,
when I seen the most disappointment,
I just left.
I know you did. I just left. When the river was deep, I didn't fall. When the mountain was high, I still believe. When the valley was low, it didn't stop me.
Ah!
Do you wait there? You were waiting for me, but we were drawn together in destiny.
Ooh, oh, oh.
I know this love we shared meant to be.
Ought to cheer you up a little bit, Alex.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I can't help it, man. I still think about her.
Yeah, I know it's hard to forget sometimes.
Yeah, it's rough sometimes.
Excuse me, Mr. O'Neill. There's a young lady over at the bar asking for you.
Nobody knows I'm here.
Well, I'm afraid she was quite insistent.
Oh, no. It's her.
Well, don't stand there, man. Go over and say something to her.
But I don't know what to say to her, man.
If you still care, it won't be hard.
Mm-hmm.
never think I was gonna see you again. See, you haven't changed. Good to see you anyway.
We back. We back with this last segment.
Sorry,
oh, funny shit. Like, real talk. Yaiser Studios. I'm going to be inviting some people to come out and do a live listening where you can actually be listening to the show and see what goes on behind the scenes at Yaiser. We have a new office space right next to the studio where we can have a lot of stuff going on in there. So I'm going to see if I can put together some potential investors for next week, see about having them to come to the show and see what we got going on and see how they can help us help them in their businesses. So I'm going to be sending that invite out to some people this week, see if we can get a few extra bodies in here next week, just so they can see how we operate behind the scenes, during the scenes, and on the scene. Yeah, that part. Because Yaiser is moving forward, and hey, you either on the bus or you ain't. And that is, it is what it is. So shout out to Yaiser. So yeah, what? No, I'm gonna be good with one.
Oh, you gonna be good now? Okay.
Yep, I'm gonna be good with one. I'm, you know, I'm trying some new shit. I've been I had knee surgery last January. I had a meniscus tear and I didn't have proper rehabilitation on it. So now I am struggling with bone spurs, arthritis, and no cartilage in my knee. So I am going to be switching up my diet. I have to get a dietitian per my doctor's orders so we can try to prolong me having to have a knee replacement. Yeah. Can you twerk on a knee replacement? I don't know how that works. I'm going to have to find out. Because if I got to get a knee replacement, I got to have a backup plan. I'm going to have to just twerk standing up or twerk with my leg in the chair. Yep, that probably is going to have to be it. But, you know, I still want to be active and flexible and shit. So I got to figure it out, y'all. Y'all going to help me run around the block, walk some laps, do some Zumba. I need to go. Shout out to my little cousin, Vicky Nichols. She does Zumba. And then she also has another class at Studio G with my best friend. Has her Urban Lion dance classes at Studio G as well. So shout out to those ladies trying to keep us fit. Also my niece, Shanice Wynn, she's a personal fitness trainer. So, yeah, we got a lot of people that is really trying to be out here and be healthy and be in the right frame of mind because if you don't have any health issues, that don't mean you can't get them. So what you need to do is figure out now a plan, lay off the Pepsi or lay off them late night snacks. And I'm not saying that you have to quit, but minimize them. Buy the small cans of Pepsi versus the larger cans. You know, just cut down. Because I know I definitely have to. I already don't eat a lot of stuff. So I don't know what this dietitian is going to tell me about me eating. Because everything that they probably tell me I need to eat, I already don't eat. So I don't know how that's going to help me. But I do have a goal. And I'm just going to keep y'all posted as I get toward the goal. Because it sounds like, I don't know, I don't want to say it sounds impossible to get to, but I don't know how it would look if I got to that goal. It's like, I don't know. That may look, I don't know. I'm going to have to figure that shit out, though, in really fast, like a couple of weeks fast. Got to figure it out. Got to get it together. Got to get a new roadmap. Got to get a new roadmap to life, effective immediately, in order to survive, stay alive. It's called survival. All right, so No show in August. I'm kind of sad about that, but I understand the circumstances and I understand the situations. If I could, I would, but I'm going to have to take a month off and regroup, get everything together for the fall editions of the Funny First Friday shows. I still have Funny First Friday t-shirts for sale. We still customize your business's logos, t-shirts, hats, shorts, sets, whatever you want, your logo on, raw for real, custom Crocs. What else we got going on? We can make you some edibles. We can do any motherfucking thing you need done. We got you. Car detailing. We got DJs, KDJs. We got a little bit of everything. My umbrella got a lot of stuff under it. I'm trying to keep it all covered up. So when I hit y'all with that shit, y'all going to be like, damn, she was not playing, because I am not playing. So we got some new goals for 2023, because 2022 is the preparation of getting them ready for 23. So that's what I'm working on, y'all. I'm working on that part. I am a person, I'm an Aries, and I don't know what that might mean to you, but to me, that means I am in control. I love life. I love people. I love to just put smiles and laughter in people's lives. I just do not like to do... I don't like bad stuff. And I know everybody goes through things, and, you know, I just try not to be sad, you know, uplift people when you can, a word, a hug. Had somebody ask me, why do I hug everybody every time I see them? I said, one, I don't know when it's going to be the last time I'm going to see you, and you just don't know what type of day that person might have had and what that hug might have meant to them. And it was kind of rough during COVID because I was so used to hugging everybody when I see them that I couldn't do that. And, well, you know, we lost a lot of people in COVID, during the COVID, and it's still effective. And there's so many different strands of different things that we don't know that's out there that we possibly are being contaminated with. This new law with people not being able to make their own choice to abort a child, I don't think, when people fought for us to have our rights for so long, that this right being taken away from individuals that the people that are making the laws are not affected by. First of all, you a man, how can you tell me what I can and can't do to my body? Because it could be health reasons, it could be rape, it could be... You the side piece, you done got pregnant, and y'all can bring this baby into the world. I mean, although you shouldn't be doing those things, but it does happen, and you should have the right to be able to make the decision whether or not you keep that child. It didn't just start happening. This has been going on forever. But our community is called abortions. In other communities, it's called DNC. So they have been not saying that they're getting abortions, but they're actually having a procedure done, having their uterus scraped of the fetus. So y'all been doing the same stuff. Y'all just had a different word for it. It sounds horrible when you say abortion, abort. But if you say you're having a DNC procedure, that doesn't sound, because majority of the people don't know what that means. But everybody know abortion is for abort, abort the mission. Be more protective of yourself, fellas, because you out here on the side doing stuff you ain't supposed to be doing. It's going to be hard for you to get rid of the evidence. Dwayne, it was funny because yesterday we had our comedy show and one of the comedians said that the new pickup lines is going to be fellas asking if you been through menopause. Before you can fuck around with somebody, they gonna need to know if you've been in, or if you in menopause or if you don't have the tube tied.
Yeah, right. Hysterectomy, you my girl. Yeah. You got that histo?
Okay, that is so funny because we riding in the car and it's four of us in the car and we all like,
I'm making a
we all done did it. No. We just trying to, no. I'm limited in my, I did good. I had one drink this whole session and I got 18 minutes to go.
And I feel like I'm the one that needs counseling now. Because I'm by myself.
Yeah, I still got a sip in my cup.
I don't count.
They do. I'm thinking like they was having hot flashes. They were sweating like a motherfucker. And I'm like, I ain't even doing none of that yet. I've only had my hysterectomy for a year, so I'm not gonna burn no bridges and say that I'm not gonna be having hot flashes because I might and I might and they might be super bad. I just have not had that experience yet.
Can I ask you a question?
Knock on wood. Yes.
If it ain't proper, you like, I ain't answering that on the ear. Okay, let's get over here.
Okay, we got a question coming. So we got to figure out what this question is. And I have an option not to answer it.
Always. So,
but okay. Who gives a fuck? I'm answering the question to the best of my ability.
All right, so I have female friends who said that I call it the histo, right? You know. Some of them say that they have to put a little patch thing on, like the estrogen patch, or they don't get horny no more.
Have you ever heard
that before?
No.
You never heard that before?
No.
It's a real thing.
No, I haven't heard that before.
You know, like the cigarette patch?
Yeah.
They got an estrogen patch.
Well, I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible.
It's definitely possible because I've ran through it.
I don't know. That's experience. Everybody's histo is different. Yeah, it affects people differently, so you don't know.
All right, so it's so crazy because we talking about people of our age, or you don't have, I mean, you get a histo younger, but I'm just saying when you talk
it's
about
not likely to be that young, yeah. Unless you actually have, like, if you just bleed where you could die.
Right, you having a whole you having open wound. Yeah. So on Friday's Culture King show, everybody was here, and all the fellas here. And the topic was to swab or don't swab. You know, DNA swab.
Right.
Well, of course, the majority, that's why I say here at Yizer, we got to get some young blood in Yizer and then mix the two. Because everybody here was...
Y'all making old opinions and
assumptions. Yeah, So they automatically assume that the show about swabbing, if you got a female pregnant, do you swab the baby to make sure that the baby's yours?
Why wouldn't you?
That's not what the topic was about until we got onto the show. I said, no, I'm talking about do you swab or don't swab to make sure she's been a woman her whole life? Think about it, these young boys. Think about it. They in their 20s, they 18, 17, 16, and they doing these surgeries now where these boys is turning, these transformers is turning to looking like you. You see what I'm saying? Like, damn, that's all woman.
So is it a test that you can get over the counter?
I'm about to admit it if it ain't. That's like, you need to make, cause think about it for a second. That's where we're going. And I had to tell everybody, don't think like a 50-year-old. Think like a 16-year-old. Think about when you were 16.
Because you don't know. Because y'all was thinking
world.
Everything when y'all was 16.
Exactly. But you thinking and moving, and then you stick and move, and then next thing you know, oh, guess what? My name ain't Keisha. I was born Kevin. This is going to be a problem. I was like, you young boys going to have to come up with a damn Yizer DNA kit. For your first date, you need to swab. But this is the part that was so crazy. This is what proved my point. I called. They was like, man, you got a youngin'. You got a youngin'. I said, yeah. I said, let me call her. I called her. She's a youngin'. She's in her 30s, right? And I asked her on air, hey, if you met a dude or whatever, and y'all was getting to know each other or whatever, and he just said, this is out of the blue, would you get offended if he says, can I... you know, swab you and get a DNA, you know, just to make sure that, you know,
you are who
you've been
say
a woman
you
your whole life. And she said, I wouldn't have a problem with it. She said, I would not be offended. I said, exactly. So these young girls don't think like, you can't think like you dating a 50-year-old woman, because our 50-year-old women worried about hysterectomies and high flashes.
Right.
And I try to tell them, like, dude, if I be goddamn, if I meet a woman right now that's 51 and she's a transformer, somebody should know by now.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
But we're talking about the youngest,
that
man.
You don't know. That's just coming out the woodworks. And when you meet them, they already looking like they are supposed
stressed
to be who they are. So you're not going to think. And the first thing, that's because the first thing y'all do is look at ass and titties,
yeah,
and not look at the Adam's apple.
They walk, they even shaving that shit off. They know
you
how
can't
to shave
your Adam's
man,
apple.
Man, they know how to shave all that shit down, everything.
You can't shave your Adam's apple.
There's a documentary out right now called What is a Woman? You need to watch that shit. Watch it. It's on YouTube right now for free. That shit, listen. They got these chicks out here looking like Tana B logo. That's how fine they are. But you can't tell. Are we talking about the younger ones, though? We ain't talking about our age
right
group.
Right. Because our age group ain't doing no shit like that.
Right. And if they are, you know by now. Like,
yeah,
you know that's
nigga,
Jeffrey.
You was Jeffrey back
you,
in the day.
Right,
man.
Nigga, we graduated together. You ain't 50 years old faking the fuck. We talking about them youngest, because they getting them young now. They talking about they doing, those transformers are switching over in their teens, because they passed a law in California that says you can do it without your parents' consent.
Now, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's hella wrong.
Crazy.
But yeah, but that's a whole other subject
that's
another
crazy
day.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got, y'all be careful. In other words, be careful who you fucking. Because
no, don't fuck her yet. DNA, swab her. Then
that too, like, and then I heard, you know, we had a conversation before, and y'all like, I want to see a second grade picture. Well, shit, they can sell you a second grade picture of anybody, because if they done did that much changing, you're not gonna be able to say that was you when you was little.
Right.
You look at my pictures when I was 13. I look exactly the motherfucking same.
You sure?
I do.
Really, really.
I look the same.
Like, really, really,
really.
You do know what I mean by really?
Really,
right?
Really. My face.
Oh, okay, there you
body
go.
Body change.
Be, oh, there you
body
go. Be
change.
Correct.
But my face
corrected
looks exactly the same. Where you get somebody who was dark skinned in this picture, but they light skinned now. Or you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
a second grade picture ain't going to tell you nothing. Yeah. I need to talk to your parents.
But this is getting out of hand, though. Not to change the topic of your show, but two things that happened this past week in mainstream media. Because, you know, we're not mainstream at Yards, and we are the stream. But anyway, mainstream media over there, Macy Gray was getting interviewed. And she's a woman. And they asked her a question. She said, listen, you can do all the surgeries you want. You can do what, you can tell her, if you weren't born a woman, you're not a woman.
Period.
Period. Claim another word. But you ain't no woman. And they was like, I was like, it's about time somebody said it. And they trying to cancel her. Why are you canceling somebody for being honest? So check this out. So, and I'm talking about this on my show moving forward on Sunday. Check me out moving forward on Sunday. I go in. If you weak, don't listen, because I go in. I don't hold back. So anyway, they had the student, you know, the big student union conference or whatever, right? The topic of this year was they're trying to change the law where schools are allowed to not teach kids when it comes to having a baby, that the mother or the female delivers the baby. They want to change the terminology to the delivering parent.
What? That don't even make sense.
Yes, it does in their mind. It don't make sense, right? What they mean by the delivering parent, because they're prepping for men to be able to deliver children. So they want to teach our children, your grandbabies, not our children, but you see what I'm saying? They want to pass a law where you can no longer say, oh, the mother, she's the mother, or the female. No, they want to change the terminology to the delivering parent. And these motherfuckers was dead ass serious. That's the world that they live in now. We don't live in that world because we, you know what I'm saying, they live in that world, and we got to help them.
Because they've created this habit. Like, it is, it's so disgusting. It's because our world has changed so much that the kids have been confused.
That's a cool word, confuss.
Confuss.
Write that down. We might need to put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, because kids are being confussed. They don't know right from wrong. So us as parents have to instill that in our kids. We can't allow or wait for anybody else to give our kids these talks.
Exactly.
They have to have them now and be consistent with it. Like, you know, back me and my kids, we talk. We all sit up in the bed. We talk. What we want to talk about. We got to have discussions. You got to continue to have discussions. To this day, me, my son, and my daughter are powwow. Because just because they're grown don't mean that they're having issues as well.
Exactly.
So you still got to have that. You have to build that relationship with your kids early on to get them to understand and better understand you can't listen to everybody. You listen to who's going to tell you the right thing.
Yes.
And just because they tell you that it's right, don't necessarily mean it, because I'm already telling you what's right.
Right.
And if anybody comes and
just
tell
because
you
it's the law don't make it right either.
Yep, just because it's the law don't make it
right. I tell
them up
for a minute, slavery used to be legal, but don't make that shit right.
Right.
You know, and I know what you said. Look, I had a full-blown conversation with my 11-year-old the other day, and I'm so pissed off that I say these people got to... They hooks my 11-year-old daughter. Because I'm talking to her like, yo, I'm 51. You're 11. How you going to tell me? You feel me?
Yeah.
But then for another adult to co-sign what an 11-year-old says, that adult's fucked up.
Right.
So now I got a problem with you.
You
my problem. That's not my problem. You my motherfucking problem.
Because misinformation, misinforming.
Yeah,
and you're telling them what you want, and then listen, we have to quit having our 11 and 10 year old daughters and sons as our best friends.
Yeah,
that's not your best fucking best friend. Your job is to be the parent.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you another thing that we gotta stop doing as our culture is stop thinking just because it's the status quo or the law that is right. We got to stop that shit, too.
Right.
Because, once again, I can always go back to slavery used to be legal. Don't make that shit right.
Right.
That's just like our president, Joe Biden, right now, was the dude who made the mandatory minimums. You know, I lived through the crack era, right?
Right.
But his son, there's a video right now of his son weighing up weight. There's a video of Joe Biden's son weighing crack. And smoking crack right now, our president. So that means every motherfucker who's ever went to jail and those mandatory minimum laws to get the fuck out
right.
and get some type of motherfucking reparation.
Right, but that's not going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Just like the gun law that was passed.
Yeah.
So all the people that don't went to jail because they had
a gun without
a
permit.
Without a permit.
That motherfucker
should be out. Are they getting out?
No. Nope.
Okay, that's
exactly.
What I'm saying. So yeah, it's definitely it has to change.
It's just hypocrisy. It's some hypocritical shit. Like one of my homies, he did some time in feds over some weed.
Now it's legal
it's
in
legal.
So many states.
So
like,
he's doing everything he can to expunge his fucking record. But he got out the feds like in 2000.
And still carrying that 22 years later.
22 years later. And you motherfuckers got the audacity to make that shit legal? That's why it's so important that we have to motherfucking get into politics, man. Because the motherfuckers who makes the law is the motherfucker who breaks the law.
Right. First one to break the law.
Right. The motherfucker who don't make the law is the motherfucker who gets punished by the law. Once we understand that shit, is when we get our shit together. That's why I tell motherfuckers all the time, man, fuck the bullshit. Look at the history of our country. We in a country of gangsters. America's built on gangsters.
American gangsters.
Exactly. Think about that shit, y'all. Y'all got to think about prison. Prison's filled with us now. Back in the 1920s, the 1880s, 1890s, them prisons was filled with Irish and Italians. But they was the so-called niggas at the time.
Right.
And they're like, fuck that, we ain't been the niggas no more. So guess who decided to take over the police department? The Irish.
That don't mean they don't still got the Irish mob.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That don't mean they don't still got the Irish gangsters. This shit's built on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucking Jews. There's fucking Jewish gangsters.
Yeah.
You just, the mafia was built on the fucking Jewish gangsters and the motherfucking Italian gangsters. Them motherfuckers like, man, fuck that shit. Y'all can send us to prison tomorrow. We're going to make sure
they
we get our
body
judges.
Bagging and throwing y'all in the back of the trunk.
Right. Them motherfuckers like, yo, we fuck spending some money on some goddamn reels and shit. We're going to spend some money on some motherfucking lawyers and some judges and some motherfucking police.
Right.
Think about this, y'all. And then we're going to hold out. I don't know what's so much. I'm sorry for taking
3 minutes.
This show.
That's okay.
But check this shit out. Think about this, y'all. My people, our culture. If a motherfucker go out right now and kill a motherfucking cop in this country, I don't give a fuck if he's black, Chinese, white, gay, a dyke. I don't give a fuck. You know what's going to happen at his funeral? You know what happens at every cop's funeral?
What?
A motherfucking Irish funeral. Bagpipes.
Mm.
The motherfucking killed. Why? Because the Irish owns the motherfucking police. Period. It, that's why we got to think like that shit. That's why I told motherfuckers was talking. We were on Culture Kings Friday. I said the best thing that ever happened to black people was the crack game. And they thought I was tripping. And I said, you know what I'm going to tell you why the best thing that happened to us was the dope game? Because the dope game made more billionaires in black culture. Some of us went to jail.
Right.
Than anybody. But everybody did it.
Yeah.
The motherfucking Irish, the Italians, everybody so dope. Everybody was look, I'm not
condoning.
Not condoning.
Stating facts.
Because you missed it. The dope game was for our age group. If you sell a dope now, you're a fucking idiot. You see what I'm saying? The era has passed.
Yeah.
Learn from the motherfuckers. They sold dope. They was gamblers. They had hoes. Did all that shit. They had liquor was illegal. We drinking liquor right now. So guess what's legal now? Weed is legal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So Italians went to prison for selling liquor. The Jews went to prison for selling liquor. Now this shit's legal to motherfuckers. So guess what? When our kids is grown, weed is gonna be every motherfucking winner.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we gotta understand, y'all.
Yep.
I'm telling y'all, I never went to business school.
Learn from the people that are already in jail for things that were easily.
Correct
and
learn from it.
Right.
I'm gonna close out. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, it's all good. We on the last minute. You know how we get serious, and it don't matter. We take time, and it's the show. So that's what it is. Talk to Tana, and we talked about it tonight. And if you got any questions or comments, you know that you can always call in. We're gonna have some guests next week because I'm gonna put it out on the wire so we can fill this room up and see how this room on the side works. So if you're an entrepreneur, you got your own business, you're looking to get you some advertisement, make sure you log into Yizer Marketing or marketing@yizer.com. Right, marketing@yizer.com. Get some information. Call me, 317-698-2969. Follow me on Facebook, Tana Hodges, Real Tana B, and Tana B's Karaoke on Instagram. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's make this nation great.